We are Quick Scene 98.3. It is Brian and Trisha. And here's a story about a sheep that experienced what I think is probably some happiness. In Australia, there was a sheep that was found living in the wild. And rescuers believed that the animal was on his own for several years. They brought the animal in. They named him Barack. And
with two A's.
Yeah,
it's Barack.
They took him back to the farm and they sheared him. He was so overgrown with wool. They weighed it after they sheared him, 78 pounds.
They say it had grown over him so much it limited his ability to move. He probably had trouble eating properly.
Yeah.
And it was in his eyes.
So it covered his line of sight, so he couldn't see good.
It literally looks like a soccer mom wearing a blanket standing shivering in the cold. There's that much wool on this guy.
Well, yeah. Or I thought he looked like he was wrapped in a cocoon.
Yeah, maybe so.
It is so much.
I didn't know that sheep's wool never stops growing.
Yeah.
I had no clue. I knew you had to shear them because you needed the wool. That's
yeah.
why, you know. I didn't realize it's actually for their own health and safety as well.
It's interesting to me that it would just keep growing like this.
Yeah.
You know, if they're out in the wild, I mean, clearly they need a shepherd so they can be taken care of.
This makes the Bible make so much more sense in the Old Testament about going and finding your lost sheep and tending to your flock. And
yeah, no kidding.
I mean, it's like when you read this and you start understanding what this sheep was going through, it's like, oh, some of this stuff wasn't even a metaphor. God was serious. You got to take care of those sheep.
God knows what he's doing.
Yes, absolutely. Pretty cool story, though.
I mean, go check out the video. I'll post it on our Facebook page so you can see that it is the transformation. I mean, he's almost not even recognizable as a sheep. And then when you see him afterwards, you're like, is that really the same sheep? But it's pretty incredible.